Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
You know, you say that, and I think that they feel the same pressure as us. I mean, you know, they're not looking for the same thing out of it. They're playing the long game, and they kind of know that. You know, we're the ones that kind of have to have that short game, that press, you know, that full court offense at some point. And, you know, so that's just kind of a different dynamic for
they're
us.
They're playing a spread defense the entire game. That's what I'm saying. I had to explain it to her. I was telling her, I was like, dudes, like, we have to lie. Because telling the truth will... If men told the truth 100% of the time, she was... So she... Basically, the ex-boyfriend that she had, she was the mistress. She didn't know until later.
Mm-hmm.
So he had, like, the long-term girlfriend thing going on. And by the time she learned it, she was like, well, I'm actually okay with that as long... Because she was like, she likes doing her own thing. So she was more fine with it. But she was also like, you should tell her, like... Because it's not nice. And he's still, I guess he was like 20 something. He was like young, like 20, under 25.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, you know, but she's now telling me that she knows that he kind of has the mindset of a person who wants to have the 2.5 children, the white picket fence and kids. But then he also still cheats. And she was like, why would he do that? And I was like, a lot of guys are okay with living with the guilt.
Depends on what kind of shit your wife's doing that to help make you justify it.
Yeah,
you know?
It was so weird. It was like a long conversation because I kept explaining stuff to her and she was like getting it, but she was more distraught at the answers because she's older. She's like, I think she's 40 something, but she doesn't look it. She likes to go hiking and camping and mountain rock climbing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's active, but she was like, why can't more people be like, she's like, I'm okay with it. Like, you know, it's one of those things where you hear it as a guy. We always hear it. And then we're always in the back of her like, nah, 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 nah. Like you hear the sirens. It's just, are you going to ignore your dick or are you going to follow your brain?
Yep.
So
it's quite the battle sometimes.
It's the worst
it
battle.
Definitely is.
And I tried to explain, I had to tell people, I was telling people like, alcohol was prohibited, and the people that fought it the most, I'm assuming, were because they were like, "This, I can't get laid anymore. It's so hard to get laid without alcohol." Because I was trying to tell people, alcohol makes women's testosterone levels go up. Like, it goes up where they have the amount of testosterone as like a prepubescent boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what happens when they drink alcohol. They basically get horny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm like, yeah. Guys drink alcohol, but they're always like, how come, you know, like there's like a different in drinking amounts for like the sexes and stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, one, I think guys actually enjoy drinking because it makes us more fearless to do dumb stuff because we're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And it makes women more like young, horny men sexually wise, where they're like, okay, let's do it. And that's why I keep like, I like weed, but also I can see the flaw in it is that we'll totally screw up. The future. Actually, you know what? I'm still promoting weed. Go weed. Now that I realize that it also like it might lower your sperm count. Did they ever disprove that? I never looked that up.
I don't know. It's one.
Remember
of
that used to be
urban
one
legend.
Of the things that there was like, yeah.
It's probably an urban legend.
Like now they're like finding out THC's on the sperm cells.
It was probably like a propaganda campaign to get people to stop masturbating
to
or something. You
stuff.
Know,
reefer madness.
Yeah, or stop smoking weed at least.
No
but,
way.
Hey, but listen, before we get in too deep here, I got to kick it off. Welcome to an earful in the Emerald City here. You guys are listening to us right now. Thank you for joining us. Me and Mr. Marcus here, Mr. Marcus Netters and Aaron Berg, myself. Thank you guys. We appreciate it. We wanted to get that out before we got too deep here. But I want to stay on this topic though, man, because
okay.
You know, you're doing your thing. You got plans tonight. We're under the gun here a little bit.
Right.
This guy's got a meeting with a little lady later.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, let's get into this though. I mean, dating, where do you see it now?
I mean,
we're in our 30s now. It's definitely changed over the years.
It's annoying.
But I mean, how so? And
I think it's always been annoying, but I feel like the difference was in high school and in college, you were at a place that was public for everyone. So hitting on the person in class was okay, which is also why I think everyone outside of college still hits on women like they're still in some sort of college class, because it's easily still programmed into people's brains of that's how you flirt. You still flirt like you did when you were in like kindergarten, where you like flick a bean at a girl's head and you hope that she understands that you're not trying to be a dick, you're trying to get her attention, but you also kind of want to make it a public thing where everyone else can like back up, they're like, oh, he likes you, sort of deal. Or it turns into eventually middle school, where you write, do you like me, yes or no, check the box, yes or no. There is no maybe. You send it back and then the dude has to learn rejection, right? And the problem is then someone says, no, you got to persevere. You got to chase the girl. And then the guy, and the problem is that becomes creepy now, because now there's no correlation between what is creepy and is creepy. This goes back to the thing you said before. Is creepy just because the person's ugly?
You know, your looks play a huge factor in your creepiness.
Yeah.
You could be ugly as fuck and be giving somebody the biggest smile, and there's still girls looking at her, think you're creepy.
Now, this is what I was told by my friend. She said, well, there are still like ugly people in relationships. And then she says that fashion comes into play. But then she also proceeded to tell me the wealth of this person that she was using her base of story off of. Where I was like, oh, yeah, well, money came into play. Yeah. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, yep, well, that's.
Yeah. Well, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, too. And I've been questioning. I used to think that as far as like attraction went, mm-hmm. I used to think it was not really that big of a deal as far as looks went for women.
Yeah.
Guys, it obviously is. I mean, I'm getting a little older now, so it's not the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
but there has to be that initial attraction at least to get me to make that extra move.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was something that women didn't have, but I've been talking to them lately, and it seems like that's actually a bigger thing for them than maybe I had previously thought.
As far as appearances?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I feel like women have the empathy to get past a big fat guy or somebody who's kind of ugly, as long as he's charismatic. You know, he's got a lot going on for himself and he's got other things that are working for him.
I think that works both ways.
You think so? I mean, is it equal though?
As far as people liking what is not traditionally beautiful because they like the person on the inside?
Yeah, I just feel like...
I feel like guys do it too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's still... We're still doing an ugly pretty thing.
Yeah.
And... Because I was going to use the stereotype of black guys just date fat white women. So, I mean, like, as far as physical body size goes... you know, people can look past it stereotypically, like the same, you know,
that's
like
true, yeah.
So I mean, as far as ugly goes, what are we talking about with ugly? Because you said smiling and someone's got like messed up teeth.
Yeah,
like, I'm a teeth person because I feel like that kind of is more of a thing of a health thing, where I'm like, no, that person seems like they have clean teeth, they clearly are not dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But then like there are some people who care about hair, and then like hair can be like, oh man, when I had dreads, I got hit on by so many people because they're like, oh my god, you're a dread. And I was like, oh, that's like a weird like vanity thing. Mm-hmm. Because every time it was always a conversation, especially if it was a person who wasn't black, the conversation was always, how did you twist your hair? Because the way I'd have to do it, and I was like, oh god, I don't want to have this conversation, like leave me alone. But then, like,
sounds,
you know, there are redheaded women. So, like, they have a group of guys who doesn't... He doesn't matter what she looks like physically-wise. He just wants red hair. Those people who just like blondes, you know. So I think it does... It happens both ways. I feel like, as guys, we're not sure of how good-looking we are because we don't judge other men as far as appearance-wise. Like, we'll all agree, like, I would fuck it. That's our... We have a 0 to the 60.
Yeah.
We don't have an in-between of, like, oh, I'd hang out with him. But we do kind of, like, do we friend zone girls because she's not hot enough, but her personality's okay?
I mean, I've done it in the past, to be honest. You know, I mean, you can appreciate that person for who they are, but if you don't get any kind of rouse or anything that
physically
kind of ruffles your stomach when you see her or anything, I mean, the effect that a beautiful woman can have on you is incredible sometimes. You know, it's almost like a force field that like takes you over, and you can't like your mind is just going nuts and all you're trying to do is just not look like a complete idiot.
Are you talking about physically?
Yeah, I'm just saying like that that emotion can be provoked, but I don't know. I just don't feel
like I like ass, so I kind of like a face is kind of whatever. On a girl, kind of like mm-hmm. I don't know.
You don't mind some butterface?
I mean, like it depends. Like I can't do like a awesome scar like across her face, like she was in some sort of war-torn country. I can't do like a face scar,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, like I'll do a mole.
You'll do the mole. That was a big thing back in the day. Back in my mom's
having
day.
A mole, because Cindy Crawford, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she kind of sparked it off there a little bit later on too. But I think even back in the day before her, they were. I don't know. It's so the highlighting of it is so weird to me. You know,
no, it's the same as someone having a facial hair. You know, like, but it's like one spot. It's like a contained facial. It's like a girl with a mustache. Like, you know, you got to shave off your mustache, sweetie. Like, there are hot girls with mustaches.
Yeah,
believe me. You
that's
know,
true. They come from South America.
I was gonna say our Southeast Asia, but we're both in the same region.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. So I could do a mole as far as a facial. It's not a. Disfigure. Well, I mean, is it? I don't know.
Well, it depends on the size, man.
I know. Super depends.
If that
on
thing's
the size,
a quarter, man. Size of a quarter. That's a little something to look at. There was a girl that I went to high school with.
Yeah,
and she was pretty good looking, but she had this mole on her back that was just gigantic,
like lower back.
Yeah, well, it was like mid back.
So it was.
Oh god, it was gigantic. It looked like it was shaped like Lake Superior. I mean, the size was almost comparable, but god, it was just like she was really good looking, but you're just like. No, don't turn around. Just do it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's so. Is that just like? Is that just you being a dude, or is it like? Because moles are also like they're known to be a cancer. So now I'm still like, is that a health thing? Am I concerned about the mole because I'm like, does she have cancer or something?
Yeah, maybe it's something deep rooted in our brain.
Is
in
it
our
something
brains.
Like? Yeah, well, I mean, I would
like,
assume
we
so.
We don't want a brain with that. That's potentially
right.
Not good.
Right.
There.
Well, that's what I mean. As far as you like, possibly having children or spawning with this human, but as far as you like, it won't like jump on your wiener.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah. No one tells us that. No one tells kids. Like, kids are the immediate like judges of like something's wrong with that human. His body is not the same as everyone else's that I've seen since I was able to leave my mom's care. So, I mean, like, that's the first time you're put into the world with other humans is like the first day of school. And I mean, like, yeah, man, physical stuff is like a weird because like if a girl has small tits, I'll still talk to her because I'm not a tit guy. I don't care. So okay. I'll do like no tits.
You can completely get past that.
Yeah, I can super do an A cup. Yeah. But like if she has no butt, I might friend zone her. There's a higher chance of me being like, yeah, she's cool. I mean, like, yeah, but
she's got that little 12-year-old boy butt.
Right. Or no, she has Hank Hill butt.
Thank you. God damn it.
Yeah,
bummer.
God damn it, bum. Yeah. Like, that's the thing where I'm like, oh, I can't.
Yeah. I'm coming around to it, you know? I just I'm not well equipped for a gigantic ass. You know? I'm just not built for it. It doesn't play to my strengths.
No,
so.
It's I think it's nicer to grab. I don't know, but I mean, like,
yeah,
that's just like I don't know. We got to that conversation because we were talking about like the looks of people. But I mean, like, oh, you know what people were talking about? There's that teacher that everyone's talking about. She's too curvy, right? And then there have been people throwing back like how it's mostly women judging her dress.
Really?
It's so? Most. Oh, if you look at the comments, it's mostly women saying, oh my gosh, she's dressed too sexy. And you're like,
yeah,
she looks fine. But this is all, this is because, of course, the patriarchy.
Yeah.
All the dudes are like, she looks, she's sexy. And
yeah.
It's a sexy, like, well, it's a sexy black chick. And everyone's like, yeah, but she's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
But then there's like people going, oh, she's dressed too sexy for these kids. And then there's been people throwing back at a lot of it because it's mostly women. They've been using that picture. Remember that criminal guy, that light-skinned criminal dude? He had that mugshot. He had like the tear, the baby drop tear. He had the light blue eyes.
I think so, yeah.
There have been people throwing it back at her like, where were you women at when this dude was sitting there being a criminal and like he was doing all his violent stuff and you were all like, oh my god, I'd still go fuck this criminal, violent criminal. And all these women are like, yeah. And it was like, there's been people throwing that picture back because uh-huh. They're like, stop jumping on her because she's a teacher. Like, what are her kids' grades? you know?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It's like if it was just a skinny white chick that had no hips at all and just was straight down like a tube and wore that outfit, it wouldn't be a problem at all.
But I feel like there are curvy white chicks like that now. It's just because she was curvy. I don't even think it was a race thing. I thought it was just because it was curvy.
No, it wasn't.
If you look in the comments, dude, it's totally a sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sex is not a sex thing. It is like dudes sitting like, what are the kids' grades? Like, what does it matter what she's wearing? Yeah. And then there are some of the women on that same side who are like, yeah, what does this even matter? And then you have this large, maybe pushed by religion. But I'm not saying that's the most, but mostly it's like, she's too sexy to be in class. And you're like, are adults sexualizing people? Is this why teachers are sleeping with kids? Like, is it adults? Like, what the?
Maybe, yeah, where's that pressure come up? Yeah, you can't, I mean, the girl's, you know, she's just, she's well equipped,
right?
Okay, you can't take that away from
her. No skin showing.
I mean, I will say that the outfit she's wearing is like a tight and kind of conforming,
but no skin,
like thin thing. But again, if somebody else was wearing it who didn't have that physique, it wouldn't even be an issue. You wouldn't even hear about it.
At what point should everyone in the comments who are on that side where they're complaining about it just be like, why isn't she wearing a burqa? Why isn't she wearing, like, at that point you're complaining.
Why is her face not covered?
Yeah, why is her face not covered? Like, I was like, I don't get you guys. This is, and it's a weird.
Her outfit's not black.
Right. I would be like, I don't know. And I was like, there weren't even that many feminists who were posting saying, like, don't judge us. Like, you would think that that'd be a cause that they would be like, why are you judging someone's clothing? And then there are people. Oh, but now here's another part that people were saying was like, could the students wear that outfit into schools? And I was like, don't sexualize the kids. It's getting weird, man. The comments are weird.
That's interesting, though, that all the comments are ladies. That's funny. And it was probably a picture where a lot of guys were liking the picture, you know, because guys kind of want to just lay back but be like, yeah, you know, we're cool with that. We're fine with that. And then all the girls, though, the one, well, I just don't think it's appropriate. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want my children to be seeing that all day long.
That's a good point.
You know, but that's crazy, though. I know what a nutty debate, dude. But dude, when you see that huge ass like that, oh my god, you just
dude, she's super sexy.
You start like biting your lip a little bit. You're like, oh my god.
I was like, man, I'd have her. I'd make a child just to bring that kid into a PTA just so I can meet her, just to talk to her.
how much longer are you gonna be here?
I would be at every PTA meeting. Like, yes, ma'am. Listen to the teacher. Well, god,
whatever you say. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Why
you say.
Why aren't you passing these classes?
Are you free later?
Did you hear about that teacher in California that no more homework unless the kids can't finish their classwork because she's saying that it's – I kind of wish schools would go to that, man. I feel like that's a good thing for, like – I never liked high school homework.
Yeah.
I never liked homework.
Well, I think in high school you need some homework. I think
no way.
You got to start – I think at some point you got to start teaching people some responsibility, a little bit of take home. It's crazy at these schools, though. I mean, there's times where people have like 4 or 5 hours of homework.
Right.
It's like we were at school for 8 hours.
Right.
What do you want from us? You're not even paying us here. It's ridiculous.
Why aren't we doing your job? It's like a lot of
parents. But they've proved it, though, man, that for the younger kids, the junior high, and definitely the elementary, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't move the needle at all.
Right.
You know, it's not helpful at all. And then what happens is you got all these projects and this shit going on at home. Yeah, and the parents are fighting. They're trying to get all this shit done, trying to help out, and the marriage is just going to shit. And then the kid's growing up to be a fucking asshole. It's like, it's so unnecessary, you know?
Yeah.
They're there with them for 8 hours. Just teach them their ABCs, teach them the numbers, you know, all that basic stuff.
Show them how to grow a garden.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure they're interacting with other kids.
Teach them how to change
the oil. And fucking send them home and let their parents take care of them and teach them something.
You should change the schools, man.
I don't know. And this is part of the reason I want to go libertarian is because... We got to break down that system.
They're not getting in, though.
We got to break down that system. That's the old educational system that big government created. It's inefficient. It doesn't work well. You look, they got charter schools going on now in New York, and these schools are doing way better.
Right.
The kids are doing way better in the school. Even the kids who are in problem neighborhoods and bad areas.
It just worked out. But I heard that the third parties didn't get in. They missed it, right?
Because there's not enough. There's not enough of the schools.
Oh, the stupid ones are voting?
No, they just don't have enough. The charter schools at this point, you know? I mean, that's been the biggest complaint is there's not enough.
Right, but then you're saying, like, because of the government, you're voting going libertarian. But I'm like, yeah, but I heard the libertarians didn't make it or something.
They want to break all this stuff down. All right? They want to bring it back down to the state level, which I think you lose a lot of those overlying chains
thing.
And the regulations and a lot of different stuff and a lot of bureaucrats getting paid and all that kind of shit. And I think when you kind of thin that out a little bit and spread it down to, hey, you know, what do the people in this area need?
Yeah.
What are these citizens, you know, in this
what
state,
can
this
we
improve region,
with our children to
what
fix
do they
this
need?
Area and neighborhood. That's a
yeah.
What's
specific to around here? I mean, it's so inefficient, man. It's so inefficient. And the fucking burden that we're paying all the time for it is killing us, dude.
It's destroying us.
It's killing us.
Like, are you saying like the rural area should have like, well,
I'm saying it should be more like on the state level. Each state should be in charge of most of their
schooling,
most of their school process. And then, you know, get some grants from the federal government too. Mm-hmm. The federal government chips in some money because they're saying, hey, okay, we're in this process with you. You guys, we'll let you take care of this, but we're in this with you.
Isn't that kind of how it is set up now? But it's just more money. There's more regulation because they're like, we'll give you the money, but you got to do this. That's more what the federal government's doing now. But I mean, as far as the money getting spread by the state level, it's not how it's sort of set up now, sort of.
Listen, man, I don't know all the ins and outs to it, but it clearly needs some work. Okay?
I think the way it's being run is bad. Like the way that it's set up as far as like we've said, how they're teaching and what they're teaching, a lot of it's outdated and
there's no focus at all on efficiency.
Right.
Whether that's with how they run the schools themselves.
Right.
Or the curriculum that they're teaching.
Even the grading.
Exactly. Even the scoring. Even the how they rate them. You know, there's no efficiency at all. And this is what we need to be... That's a very important thing that we need to be teaching is efficiency. You know? And it just... The system is just needs...
It's too old.
It needs a refresh.
It's really old.
It needs a refresh big time. And I don't have all the answers, but I think... There's people out here that do.
What you're saying is what's going now needs a change.
It does, man. It does. It's just, and then you set people up for college and they go to college
and now they get debt.
And they have no clue what they want to do with their life because they're fucking 22 years old and they just started drinking and they just realize how awesome partying is and having unprotected sex. Yeah. And you don't know what you're doing. You get $60,000 in debt and sometimes
college,
you go and you're probably dumber than when you went in.
I was gonna say, and a credit card.
Exactly. And you got all that debt that you're paying off. You've been paying off for the next decade.
Yeah, man. This is how the money goes. You know. So this is all the old people's fault. Like I said before, I blame the old people. We let them live too long, and we're still following their stupid archaic rules because they're all about the money.
So you believe in euthanasia?
I thought Kevorkian was doing God's work. Yeah. I feel like it's necessary.
Work.
Yeah.
Oh God. I thought my job sucked.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
I mean,
honey, how was work today? Oh, good. I killed like 8 people.
I feel like
it was great.
Those would probably be people I would never, I probably put them in charge of the football. They've seen death. They've looked death straight in the eyes and it's like, okay, we're going to give you control of the nuke. If we call you, we got to need you to push the button. I feel like I could trust them and be able to make a wise decision. I'm like, come on, guys. I don't think I need to. Those are people you did. But I mean, you know, if it was my presidency, I would put it in charge of like who's ever the person who decided on making the traffic the way it is in Seattle.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you went here because this is something I wanted to talk about, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Traffic. Does everybody just think that their city has the shittiest traffic in the world? Does that just everybody's view no matter where you live?
Unless they're from a rural area.
Do they
area.
Think that in Missoula, Montana?
I don't know. Is Missoula...
God damn, this traffic here. I've been waiting at this light for 3 minutes. This is some bullshit.
I think after a certain amount of people, yes. Because I've heard... Yes, that's funny you brought that up. Someone I know was like Reno. They're talking about like, moving to Reno. And they're talking about like, it's got... you know, space, so they have lanes, but there's like no traffic in Reno. But then if you go like just a couple miles, well, I don't even know where Vegas is from Reno, but if you go to Vegas, there are people there probably like, there's so many cars here, so much traffic, why is the traffic all the time? And it's like, after a certain amount of people, I think every city thinks that.
It. I mean, I hear it on podcasts and stuff. People talk about it, and they're in like Los Angeles, right. New York, and all this stuff. I'm like, come on, guys, it's pretty shitty up here.
It's shitty here too.
But I don't know. It's crazy. But it's just one of those things. I guess if you just live in a really populated area, right. You just kind of always kind of feel that squeeze a little bit.
They didn't have this problem when they had horses. That's all I'm.
Yeah, but then there was shit all over.
Then there was more
streets.
Jobs.
Oh, that's when we need more shit shovelers.
Shit scoopers, you know, got to teach those. We got all those homeless people around there for nothing.
Shit,
man.
Actually, that's true. I probably would be qualified for that. So.
Yeah, shit scooper.
Yeah, at least, good job security at least.
All those little stupid signs that say on the side, like, this business owns this highway. Like, that's who they would have. Like, one of their employees would have to be a shit scooper for that road for one of those infractions. Instead of firing them, you know, for the third strike, like, all right, you know what? This is the third time that we've had a complaint from a customer. We're going to need you to be the shit scooper this Sunday.
That's how you know you're the locat on the totem
pole. Yeah,
so
you know you're the locat on the totem pole. They won't fire you, but they'll give you a shitty job.
It's so weird, the relationship that we have with animals that live in the city. It's so weird. Like
what animal? Like pigeons?
Well, yeah, a lot of things. Birds. What I've been seeing a lot of lately, fucking squirrels, man. These things are taking over right now. I mean, this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I think it's time that we need to push back against the squirrel population.
You're worried about the squirrel?
These guys have been getting away with murder for way too long, all right? And it's all because of that fluffy tail of theirs. I've seen so many. They're running around on the street, jumping around. And I tell you, I was fine with it for the longest time. But today, two of them are running around in the front yard all willy-nilly. And they were acting like I wasn't even around. Like I wasn't even there. They're just
they weren't
jumping
scared of
around.
You?
No, they didn't even care. Well, they ran right
too,
by me.
They're getting too secure around people?
They're too comfortable. All right?
You're waiting for a squirrel uprising?
They're going to be sneaking into my house here soon before I know it.
You don't trust the squirrels? Is it because they're brown?
Well, listen, this one froze over here on the tree, all right? He was frozen still, man. Even the tail was not moving at all.
Yeah.
He was just watching me. Just sitting there, not making a move. And he's got a little camouflage going there. He's got the gray, a little bit of brown.
Oh.
He's got some camouflage going there. You know, if you had bad eyes, an old person, they would not have seen that motherfucker.
The only thing about the squirrels that bugs me is the ones that fuck with the bird feeder.
Oh, I know.
We have built so many technologies. There's so many companies built off, like, how do we stop these squirrels from eating these birds' food? Because we want to watch the birds and look at them in our, you know. And this girl's like, I got to figure out this today's technique. There's like videos and cams set up to watch bird feeders just to see how squirrels do it.
Is that the supreme enemy of the bird feeder producer?
Is
the squirrel? Is that their arch nemesis?
Like the landscaper and the gopher. Yeah, I feel like it's the squirrel and the bird feeder man.
The bird feeder builder. Those squirrels are acrobatic as shit when it comes to getting those bird feeders, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They got some moves. It's like Cirque du Soleil out there in the backyard.
That's a class that they need to bring back is Woodshop and teach kids how to make better bird feeder birdhouses.
Or maybe what we'll do is we'll make decoy birdhouses that are really squirrel traps.
Oh.
And that's how we'll round them all up. And then we'll send them off to the camps.
No, send them to a country you don't like. Send them to Afghanistan. Replace every troops with 100 squirrels.
Deploy a bunch of squirrels in Afghanistan. Get all those people in line, squirrels.
Teach them order. Take all their nuts.
They got to build up their houses so the squirrels don't get in. They build up their economy.
That's how we build back up their economy.
We research their economy.
Off squirrels in Syria and stuff. We go like, build your cities up to withstand the squirrel onslaught. Good luck.
Yeah. You guys thought barrel bombs were bad. Wait till you get a group of 200 squirrels in your city.
I just hope nobody from PETA or something comes up and complains and going like, you know, indigenous animals or whatever that hell it is when you move creatures from other places, they freak out.
Yeah.
What squirrels do in the desert?
Fucking die or get eaten by snakes. Who knows? But we got to do something with them, though, man. They're just getting too crazy here. You know what else I worry about, too?
Huh.
The crows.
Oh, my.
The crows scare the shit out of me.
I like them, but I am also scared of them.
They are. I feel like they're up to. I feel like they have a plan.
Oh.
And they're everybody's just trying to play it cool,
right?
You know, until the timing's right.
It's three creatures at the end of the world scenarios. It's roaches, rats, and it's the crows. I'm like, those are the three that are like next to take over.
God, and think if the crows and the squirrels and maybe some sea
right.
mammal, maybe like otters. What if they all got together
right.
and they were like, all right, we're gonna we're gonna fuck up these humans. Yeah. All right, they might have better guns than us, but we can take out a few of them at least
we
before we get
numbers.
Hit.
We'll
exactly.
use the Russia. We'll
numbers,
use the Russia technique.
Numbers are on our side. We'll just throw enough resources at them. Yeah. I mean, if they collaborate, I think if you had attack crows,
that would
be terrifying. Just going to your car every day. These guys are watching you from the trees.
Have you not seen that video of what's the other scary bird? It's in Australia. The
raven.
Not a raven. It's like what is it called?
Osprey.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
But there's a bird in Australia where it's the same as a crow, but like it recognizes people. And then there's a video of a girl who has to wear a helmet to ride her bike because the bird repeatedly swoops down and hits her in the head. So she has to start wearing a helmet because. And I was like, there's stories of crows doing it. And I have to tell you, like, crows were the first. They were the first animal actor to win an Oscar. That crow from all those Alfred Hitchcock movies, it won an Oscar. That's how smart they are. That's terrifying.
It won an Oscar before the first black male did.
Before the first black dog. Before a dog won. Before Flipper won. A bird won an Oscar. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah, dude. There's a place, the Cascadia Community College, pretty close to here on the other side of the lake here. They gather there. Like, you'll see them at dusk. They'll all be flying together. And they just come from the fog or the far off. And they just come out of nowhere. And you're just like, if this was like a brigade of, like, B-2 bombers.
It's called a murder.
Oh, my God. I know how the Japanese felt in World
murder
War II.
Crows, man.
And it's just endless. You just look to the horizon, and they just, these little black dots just start appearing. And you're just like, holy shit. There's got to be hundreds of them.
Because, one, they're smart. And it's, like, the fact that they, like, recognize people. And we've done a lot of training with them. Like, there's like videos of them training crows to like pick up the marble or how to get this item out of this thing so they can get the food. And they like figure it out. They'll go grab a stick. They like use tools. They'll sit there like, Jimmy stuff. And you're like, nope. That's the creature that ends up in the backseat of your car for that urban legend where it's just like you close your car door and you take off and next you know it's like, ah! And you're like, this is
shit. And
it's just feathers and blood inside of your car swirling
He's
around.
Pecking at your head. Oh my God. Yeah. Dude, and the thing is like you'll see them out in the streets, like they'll be eating some food or some garbage or something.
Yes.
And they'll never fly away from you. Like,
no.
And when I'm in the car and I see them, I swerve at them, all right?
Right.
I'm doing my best to try to, you know, even out the score here a little bit, help our odds a little bit. No, they don't even get up either. They don't even fly away.
They just hop.
They just hop. They're like, oh, I'm not going to really pay attention to you. I'm just kind of dancing around.
Yeah, they know how fast and how – they know where that line is. And, like, if you pass this, you're probably going to get a ticket. Like, they know that there's that line there.
They know the laws better than us probably.
Yeah, they probably do. It's like, oh, these guys can't
qualified
cross
paralegals.
But they know that it's not real. They're like, this is just a stupid paint, but these things won't go past it. So stand there and you're fine. And you're like, I hate that you know that.
Yeah. And do you ever see a dead crow on the side of the road?
No, I've seen them kill
Never.
Stuff. I've seen them do the dropping thing in the cars, like drop the stuff and cars run it over. I've seen them do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrifying. You're like, this thing knows how to crack a nut by just using us.
Working off of us.
Yeah, it goes really high, drops the thing. If it doesn't crack, it tries to get it in a spot where the cars are running over. And then you're like, that's scary. I've seen them do
that. And then it's like, yeah, it's okay. I'll go grab that.
Yeah,
no big deal.
It. He's like, waits for the cars to go, like, all right, safe now. And then, like, there are children who don't know when it's good to cross this crosswalk. And there's this bird sitting like, yep, got it. Good. That's
using
terrifying.
His tire for his own good. Yeah, it is just crazy the relationship we have with some animals. You know,
yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
They got so comfortable around us and they're like, just learn off of. Yeah, man.
And then there's other animals that we fucking hate and don't give a shit about, like possums. Those ugly fucking things. Comes back to looks, dude.
They're,
it's all about looks.
You're right. They're really
squirrels
ugly.
Squirrels are cute as shit. Possums are disgusting.
They're ugly.
Every possum looks like they are permanently homeless.
They are the homeless raccoons.
Oh my God.
We'll accept a raccoon. We'll freak out a raccoon at night because they're like, you're like, oh, he looks like a thief.
Raccoons are like a good looking black guy. Like, you're like, wow, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's got
might,
it going
well,
on, but
yeah,
he might fuck me up if I'm not careful.
If he reacts too strong, I might get scared. And everyone's like, no, it's fine. Like, no, you might have rabies.
If I move too quickly here, this could get ugly.
But the same beady eyes are in a goddamn possum, and you're right. We're like, no, I don't care. I don't care.
Get out of here. We'll
grab it by its tail and
swing
it.
You probably try to get a rock from somewhere close and throw it at it. Get out of here.
Because
disgusting.
They look like they're hairless.
Get
well,
a job.
Hairless, but you know, there's not enough
Take a
hair
shower.
Where it looks like they look like little armor. Yeah, they're just ugly.
Oh, and their mouth is even jacked up too.
That little hissy. They have like the whiskers.
God.
Like a, yeah.
Just, I mean.
You're right. At the door. Maybe we're more ugliest than we're anything else on this planet.
I think it's. I think it gets back to our DNA, man. I think it's just our DNA as animals, as downright animals of evolution.
If it's ugly, it's got to be something wrong with it.
You know, it's just we're just a little weary.
No, because like sickness, like if you think about it, like sickness was a thing.
Oh, God, I know.
Where
Hillary? Ooh, jeez. I don't want to be anywhere near that thing right now.
Wow. That's
I had to get one dig in show. That was good. We've been dry the whole time. But.
No, that was good. I was just saying, like, you know, people used to have like, not gangrene. What's the one where their body parts fall off?
I think it's gangrene.
Is it gangrene?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, usually in your feet and shit.
The people that they had to put off in the little mountain towns away from everyone else because like, they're falling apart. Anyway, but I'm saying like those people like aren't contagious, but we're still like, yeah, but where is your other hand? It fell off. I can't associate with you. We've had a lot of sicknesses where we're like, is it contagious? I don't know, but it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And now we've gotten to a point of safety as far as health and, you know, vaccines, as much as people think it makes autism a thing.
Jay McCarthy.
I was going to say Jill Stein. But right back to it. But, I mean, as far as that goes, we've gotten to such a point of safety in America, because other countries there's still a lot of those sicknesses. Like we don't realize that. Yeah. Like those places still get polio, they still have it.
Yeah,
we don't.
That hasn't been eradicated from everywhere.
We don't have it. Yeah, but you see someone who had a weird limp, and you're like, well, he had polio. He's got that weird. His one leg grew longer than the other one. He's walking funny.
Yeah,
and we eradicated stuff like that, and we're like, now if we see someone a little bit, we're like, what's going on? What's wrong with him? I'm not fucking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we are it's just in our genetic code, I think, as human beings. Because, again, I think the girls, although I thought they weren't at first, I think it is kind of a big deal for them. I think just they're also compassionate enough to see past that if somebody presents something that is worthwhile to them.
I would think, yeah.
But, it's like this one. It's like this one, you know?
Harem?
Oh, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm fine. But it fucking creeps me out, man, and I don't want it anywhere near me.
I agree with you. I feel like it's on their list. I feel like they have, if they had a top five, looks is not their one.
Yeah, probably not.
But I still think it's a top five.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe even top three.
Ooh, we'll have to do that. Maybe we'll have to do that for the next show. We get a lady on. Get the top five.
Top five of what you look for in
what you look for in a guy.
In a guy.
Mm-hmm. And then we can do our own, too. All right. Boom. Look at that. There we go. We got a segment. Speaking of segments here, we're going to try to get a new one here going, guys. I want you to give us a shout out via email. We want to get your stories. We want to hear from you guys.
You have a Twitter?
You got, well, okay. We got a Twitter, too, at an earful in East City. Either way, but yeah, shout out to us, guys. Email us, let us know if you got a story going on, something in your life is crazy, you want us to comment about any something in the news.
Listener,
okay,
man.
If you have a rash that's not going away, you know, I mean, doctor. we can discuss it. Yeah, you're best probably consulting a real physician.
That's what we're gonna do.
I only play one on the show, but. Yeah, no, we're trying to get it going here, guys. So,
Dr. Slim.
well, no, I want to get the people involved. And
listener mail.
It's fun to hear in the stories sometimes. You know, like sometimes they.
Oh, please give me relationship stuff.
Those are the best. Those are definitely the best. Yeah.
I feel like those might get a little.
Yeah, if you're banging two different sisters and they both don't know that you are, those kind of things.
Story. I don't know, that's real.
You know, just the basic stuff like that. But yeah, so give us a shout out, guys. But we gotta wrap this thing here. Thank you guys for joining us here. Another episode 47. You guys, 47. We're still hanging around. You guys are still hanging around. This guy, he can't hang around. He's got to get the hell out of here.
John Lynch.
So we got to get it moving. But thank you guys for listening. Almost a year. We appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. And keep tuning in and give us a shout. And we will talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Salute.